On today's Tech Help for Churches, should your church podcast or just put everything on YouTube? Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, just using the internet for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. Well, we've been going through a series on podcasting, and it occurred to me that some people may not really understand if there's an advantage to podcasting over just putting everything on YouTube or vice versa. You know, maybe YouTube is better. So I thought that we would go through just some different things to consider as you're making the decision. You may well decide to do both, but just to consider what is better in your situation. So the first thing that you might consider is cost. Well, when it comes to cost, while it is possible to podcast for free, I really wouldn't recommend it. If you cannot spend any money whatsoever, really YouTube is the best choice for you. Next, if you're gonna put out an audio-only feed, so maybe you think, well, I'll put it on YouTube, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to just put up a still graphic, maybe the church logo or something, and then put audio underneath that. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Here's why. Most people, you might get a lot of traffic, but that traffic will die down almost immediately as people realize, wait, there's nothing to see here. It's just this graphic for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, an hour, etc. It's bad enough when people just see someone talking, like if you're watching the video, you're seeing me talking. I admit this is perhaps not the best way to do it. But if you instead have just a still logo or occasionally change between pictures, that's really not going to be as engaging. Maybe you could do it if you change quite frequently, but really you're going to want someone's face from time to time to mix it up a bit. So if you have audio only, even if you try and fake it, you should stick with the podcast. Now, when it comes to traffic, most people are going to say, well, clearly YouTube is the correct solution. And you're right. You're going to get a lot more people to watch your videos on YouTube than even if you have a video podcast. And all things being equal, YouTube will bring you, in general, a lot more viewers. But there's a problem. A lot of times those viewers are going to find your video and not care one little bit about it. So more than once, I've done a search for a topic and I come up with something that bears no relation to it whatsoever because of the kind of unusual things about language where a word might be spelled exactly the same and sound exactly the same as another word but mean totally different things. So that could cause problems. Sometimes you get mixed in with a bad crowd, shall we say, just based on what you have. Now, it could be that that's outreach, but you're probably going to get a lot of negative, hateful comments too. So keep that in mind as you're making the decision, because if you want dedicated traffic, traffic that's actually looking for a church, perhaps even looking for your church, a podcast is going to give you more of that. If you're thinking of this as outreach to every single man, woman, and child all over the world, then, you know, perhaps putting it on YouTube is fine as well. I know there's at least one of my videos that has hit pretty big with gamers because it's about live streaming, and a lot of them are trying to do live streaming to do things like with Twitch and YouTube's gaming channels, etc. So you might get inadvertent traffic, and some of that might attract people more permanently to your church, depending on how you do and how attractive your church is. And I don't mean that physically. I mean Is it something that is designed to attract visitors in so that they can hear the message of Christ, or is it designed to offend them immediately before they even have a chance to hear about him? So just, it depends. Next, copyright. Now, when it comes to copyright, this is a complicated question. Copyright on a podcast is kind of difficult. If you have copyrighted music, I really don't know of a license that's going to allow you to podcast that. You'd probably need to get individual permission, or, you know, if you do public domain songs, most hymns, but not all, you got to check them all, most hymns, but not all, then maybe you're perfectly fine. The problem comes, though, when you have copyrighted songs. As I say, there's no license for podcasting. There is a license for streaming, which would be appropriate for YouTube, except they've got a customer service problem. There's no one there to say, hey, this is my license, I'm legal, and go from there. No, it doesn't work that way. So they'll often pull you down or cause your content to be monetized or something, some other problem as a result of using copyrighted work. So while I would say that maybe the advantage goes slightly in the podcast direction, it really could go either way depending on what music you use, what copyrighted stuff you use. Next, access to your audience. Now, what I mean by this is, how can you interact with people? If you have a podcast, then they will keep, they will be interacting with your website. They'll know all about your website, etc. That's how they'll subscribe. So that's an advantage. But on YouTube, they've got great stuff like the ability for creators to send messages to their subscribers and things like that. So it's possible that you could have people subscribe to your podcast and not know who they are at all. A lot of the people subscribe to this podcast, I don't know who you are. Whereas if you're subscribed on YouTube to the video, I know who you are and I can send you a message. So it can really go one way or the other depending on how you work it out. Next, control of the platform. Now, I think that this is actually one of the biggest things. When it comes down to it, I know of churches who have been pulled off of YouTube because of their feelings about homosexuality, for example. I'm not going to make a judgment call and talk about my personal feelings about that. Just know for the sake of this discussion that there are churches who have had their accounts pulled because they've been called hate speech. Whether that's true, accurate, etc. or not, doesn't matter. YouTube is in charge. They don't have to abide by the First Amendment. It's Google's property. They can kick off every other user for no reason whatsoever if they want to. Or they could become the All ISIS All the Time channel and they only put up horrible things that you would never want to see in your life. That would be up to them. There might be laws against the second, but there are no laws against the first. So with that in mind, you could potentially, and there's a channel I'm thinking of right now that deals with controversial subject matter, not homosexuality, but just stuff that some people disagree with politically. And that guy was pulled down even though he had hundreds of thousands of subscribers and millions of views. Turns out someone reported him for something wrong, and eventually he got his channel back. But to me, that's a little scary that he really, if that hadn't come back, then he would have lost his audience. And so in that way, I think the advantage goes to podcasting. So which should you do? Well, if you've got video, I kind of think maybe you should do both. That's what I do. I've got video podcasts for all my shows, and I've got videos on YouTube. I get a lot more traffic on YouTube, but not everyone is in my target demographic. There are people that are outside the church that enjoy my videos. That's cool. I'm fine with that. But people that are subscribed to the video podcast tend to be people that are in my target demographic, that are part of churches that want to learn how to use technology for ministry. So, hope that helped you. If you like this content, head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/newsletter. Join my newsletter and you'll get tons of free stuff. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.